Thank you, Sarah. It was very interesting. Please save your questions, and Michelle Cook will give the third presentation.
Good afternoon. My name is Michelle Cook. I am the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System Coordinator for Texas, and I work with the Texas Department of State Health Services. First and foremost, there are no relationships to disclose. And a presenter's disclosure that we have is the views and opinions contained in this presentation are solely the author's and not that of the Texas Department of State Health Services. A quick outline for what I'll be presenting on. I'll give you a brief background of what we're doing, some methods behind it, definitions, our results, and then hopefully if time allows, I'll go over some border sub-regional analysis that we've done. So background. Mental illness is a leading cause of burden, reduces health-related quality of life, decreases adherence to medical treatment plans, increases health risk behaviors, and nationally, 3% of adults aged 18 years and older experience serious psychological distress, also known as SPD, I'll be referring to that throughout the presentation, during the past 30 days in 2006. This is based on the National Health Interview Survey. So our methods. For the 2007 Texas BRFSS border oversample, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System is an annual survey of non-institutionalized adults. Back in 2006, I sat down with our Office of Border Health, along with our Health Service Region 910 group, and we discussed about doing a border oversample. And we came up with a schematic where we oversampled five different regions on the border. Due to time restrictions, I did not analyze this by regions, but the border overall. We had a very large sample size for 2007, so we actually did a four-way split survey. Every question was asked of half of the respondents, so there was a total of about 8,000 respondents that we did the analysis on. We added 10 questions on mental illness and stigma. This is not something that is usually part of the BRFSS core. It included the Kessler 6 questions, activity limitations due to mental health condition or emotional problem, treatment, and then there was two questions on stigma, which I did not analyze for this presentation. We used SPSS version 16 to keep our data, analyzed it in Sudan version 9.0.3, and lastly, I age-adjusted to the 2000 U.S. Census population using six age groups because those among the border tend to be younger than those who do not live in the border. And we did not reweight the data set for sub-state estimates. So let's get to some definitions. SPD was considered 13 or more points scored in the Kessler 6, which we then further defined into anxiety if they scored 5 or more points, which they answered to either to nervous or in restless fidgety. And then depression, if they scored 10 or more points, answering to hopeless, depression, everything was an effort, or worthless. Activity limitation was defined 5 or more days in the last 30 in which a mental health condition or emotional problem kept them from doing their work or other usual activities. And current treatment will be defined as currently taking medicine or receiving treatment from a doctor for any type of mental health condition or emotional problem. And lastly, what do we define as the border region in Texas? This is a map of Texas, all 254 counties. And based on the La Paz Agreement, it states that any county within 100 kilometers of the border is considered a border county. So results. U.S. and Texas results for SPD, anxiety, and depression. The U.S. median based on the BRFSS data of SPD was 3.45%. This was based on data for 35 states in the Washington, D.C. Texas and two other states had the seventh highest prevalence rate for SPD. 5.1% of adult Texans had SPD in 2007. 8.1% reported symptoms of anxiety. 3% reported symptoms of depression. Activity limitation, the U.S. median for the BRFSS was 4.7%. Texas had the fifth highest prevalence rate at 6%. This graph shows the age-adjusted prevalence rates for SPD, anxiety symptoms, depression symptoms, and activity limitation among border and non-border regions. As you can see, in the first area here with SPD, the prevalence rate for the border region was higher than that of the non-border region, as well as for activity limitation, 9.4% to 5.6%. Among just non-Hispanic whites in the border and non-border regions, you can see all of them, SPD, 16.3% to 3.7%, anxiety, 15.3% compared to 7.3%, depression, 5.7% to 1.8%, and activity limitation, 16.8% to 5.6%. When looking at the actual Hispanics among the border region, the only difference that you see among border and non-border Hispanics is an activity limitation, 9.1% to 4.1%. And this is just a direct comparison among border residents by race ethnicity, where you can clearly see that among, for SPD, non-Hispanic whites compared to Hispanics have a higher level or a higher prevalence rate of SPD. Current treatment in SPD. The prevalence of current treatment among border adults with SPD is 39.4%. Based on insurance status, 48.2% of insured border adults with SPD were getting current treatment, compared to only 17.5% of uninsured border adults with SPD. And actually, a few other statistics that you should know about insurance status among our border residents. 39.4% of border residents do not have health care coverage. In the non-border region, it's 23.5%. 35.4% of border adults who currently take medicine or receive treatment had SPD, compared to 20.2% of non-border adults. This, to me, is more of a staggering number, just because when you look at they're still having symptoms, pretty much, and they should not be, if they're in treatment, they should not be having symptoms still. But we don't know how long they started the treatment, so they could be just starting a new program. We don't know what type of treatment that they are receiving either. Moving on to further definitions along the border, you can break out the border into two different regions. You can break it out into the subregion 15, which is the 15 counties that are considered adjacent to the U.S.-Mexico border. And then you can also break it out with the subregion 17, which is within the 100 kilometers, but not directly adjacent. This will take me a little time to explain, but our GIS group put together a gradient for me showing the four different versions of what we're looking at with SPD, anxiety, depression, and activity limitation. And as you can see, it's actually the subregion 17, not the closest one along the border, that is having the problems between anxiety, activity limitation, and SPD, with the highest being anxiety, with 26.2% versus 8.8%. Some of this we think could possibly be due to these counties being very rural, and it takes a long time to see the doctor. It takes a long time to actually go to the grocery store. We're thinking access to care might be a problem as well. And for healthcare coverage numbers for the border 17, it's actually 33.7%, and for the border 15, it's 40%. So it's not all that different. They actually have healthcare coverage. It's just a matter of whether or not they're getting it. And as you can see with depression, there was no differences throughout the state. Conclusions. The prevalence of SPD is significantly higher in the border region, especially in our non-Hispanic whites, the sub-region that is not directly adjacent to the U.S.-Mexico border, among those who are currently receiving treatment. Interventions to prevent the onset of SPD and screening for specific disorders should be implemented in the border region. And more importantly, the interventions should be like culturally sensitive, because Hispanics are more tight-knit communities, so we might have different targets. I want to thank Timothy Hawkins with our department, who put together my map very quickly. and then David Smith with the University of Texas School of Public Health. He's been a great asset to my team, and then also my co-authors. And I had a thing for questions, but I guess we're taking those at the end. Thank you.
You've actually finished 10 minutes early, so you can take a question.
Oh, I can take questions
just
now?
Informational questions.
Informational questions. Okay.
Discussions later.
All right, informational questions. I guess we don't have any.
Okay. We'll just roll on.
Was I that, Dora?
Thank you very much. So Kelly's our last speaker.
Go for that water.